Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I really did go into this experience yesterday at Citi Field with a positive attitude. I said, I'm going to eat something good. I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to put aside how bad this team is for a day and soak it all in. But then they just beat it out of me. They just
Well, it was a nice day. I mean, you had a nice day at the ballpark yesterday. It was a quick game. Yeah. I mean, oh, there's a lot of good things to like about the game, right? I mean,
what?
No, there's not.
What are you talking about?
I mean, you had it was a nice day. You had a nice pastrami sandwich. I know that you were frothing at the mouth.
I was.
And you couldn't wait to get there and have it.
I was.
I mean, and you probably were treated like some sort of celebrity.
Well, you know, I wanted to ask you. So there was a couple of instances yesterday where I would run into people who listened and watched the show.
All right.
And they asked me to do voices for them. Like on the spot.
Well, what are you, some kind of like trained SEAL or something?
Well, that's the thing. One time I did it, the second time I didn't. But like, I don't want to be, you know, like I don't want people to go home and be like, yeah, I ran into that guy on the radio who does the impersonations. And then all of a sudden he said no and he was a jerk. So, I mean,
you're not working when you're out there. You're out there as a normal, you know.
Yeah, but
I'm assuming you paid for the tickets.
Oh yeah, of course I did.
All right, yes. Well then you're on your time then.
Well, that's what one guy said to me. He goes, he's like, oh, you get all these comped, right? I'm like, what are you talking about? Comped?
People think that.
Yeah.
I mean, comped? Are you kidding me? I was like, first of all, the Mets hate WFAN with a passion. So there's that.
Well, we might be partners once again soon.
Yeah, I mean, you've dropped that hint a couple of times on the air. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I don't get the same inside information as you do. But yeah, so. I told him, I was like, no, I paid for the tickets. I picked the seat that I want.
Really?
I go on Mets.com. I buy the tickets. It's what I do, man, if I want to go to a game. I won't turn down free tickets, but I usually buy the tickets.
Yeah, so you're at the game and you're on your dime. I mean, you know, it's like you try to be nice and everything, right?
Yeah. One guy wanted me to recreate the Mike and Joe go to the royal wedding bit.
Right.
To do the whole thing for him live. So I gave him a little bit.
But maybe, you did? So, yeah. Did he like it, or did he say, well, it didn't sound so good
because
you're not doing it on live television?
No. It seemed like he'd made his day. He was laughing very much. I'm thinking maybe I'll charge people. What do you think about that?
That could be a good idea. Maybe put a little box up over there at Citi Field.
Right, and just stand there, and whatever you want, I'll recreate.
Or next time you're stuck in traffic, roll down the window and offer, and you can, you know, at least
people
make some money.
Throw coins.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm just thinking, like, a beautiful day. So I was on the golf course yesterday, but a beautiful day, right?
Mm.
I mean, and you had everything there. And that's what I'm saying. And you had a great pitch game, by the way, by Zach Wheeler. That's what you wanted.
I would agree with you if the Mets had scored, I don't know, more than two runs in their last week.
I know that.
That's the problem.
But the pitching has been great, though.
It has, but the games are boring.
Yeah, it really was. It was totally boring. Totally boring. And if they were, let's say, I don't know, 4 or 5 games above 500 or better, and I had an experience like this at the ballpark and they lost that way, I'd be like, okay, that's all right. But it's just the way that they've been playing, and it's this losing streak that they're involved with. And it's the Orioles on top of it.
On top of it, yes.
Two games that you circled and said, well, they can win those two and maybe get on a roll going into the Subway Series. All of that is what I witnessed.
And it's another loss at home.
Yeah. Let's go to Jerry. Well,
how were the fans? Were the fans negative? Were they booing?
All right, so at the beginning of the game, people were happy. I mean, the starting lineup, everybody was cheering. I mean, like I mentioned, there was a lot of kids that were there, and they were totally into it. But then at the end of the game, so in the seventh inning and the eighth inning where they had opportunities to score and did not, there were boos. And at the end of the game, there was just a massive amount of just angry people. So leaving the place and booing, and it was just like
everything you'd expect.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Absolutely everything you'd expect. All right, Jerry, what's happening, man?
All right, we are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Because we're talking about the Mets, we'll start there. I'll get to the basketball in a moment. Let's just go through this quickly. You had the seventh inning with the bases loaded. You had a Med Rosario strikeout on 3 pitches. That was the end of that threat. And then you had Pedro Alvarez pinch hitting in the eighth, leading off the inning.
Led the National League in home runs back in 2013 with 36. And he rolls over one into the shift. Rosario goes a long way, but boots it, recovers too late. And Alvarez is aboard.
And we play that clip because he's the one who came around to score on the Manny Machado sack
fly. Well, he got pinch run for, but it was him.
Yeah, right, it was that at bat that set the table for the inning. Yep. Here was interesting, too, Ron making a comment about the shift because this is where this happened.
He would have scored a base hit.
Really?
Based, I guess, on the distance he had to travel to get to it.
Well, if they didn't have a shift on it, wouldn't no distance travel by the second
right.
base.
Right. Why are we shifting for everybody? Like that drives you crazy, but it doesn't always work. And I
don't
tell you 60% of the time
it
works.
But I'm telling you why. They're playing
the
percentages.
Anyway, so he comes around to that runner comes around to
score. You know, I was thinking about that. The Hebrew home had the shift on us a couple times the other night, and Catalanato hit, you know, right into the shift. I mean, you know, in softball.
Yeah, right.
I know he's a baseball player.
Well, they need to do whatever they could.
What are we doing here? Why are we hitting into the shift?
Well, I mean, also, why are we showing up with two current NHL players, a former Major League Baseball player, an NFL MVP to play the staff of the Hebrew?
It's about winning.
Right. We had five professional athletes.
Yeah, right. So if they want to shift, let them shift.
And Al Dukes. And
did Ricky's friend play college ball, maybe?
Yes.
Lou? Looks like it.
Lou Rivers. Well, you know, Bellini played at St. John's.
There you go. CeeLo played high school.
Right.
Wow.
Okay.
It really is the former pros and the dorks. And I don't mean the Hebrew home guys. I mean us.
Right. Of course. Yep.
Good Lord. Anyway, the Mets
you called you got yourself dorks. No, I didn't call you a dork.
Yeah, right.
I just did, yes. 1-0 was the final score. Jerry's Familia was the one that took the loss after Zach Wheeler went 7 innings of 3-hit ball for a no decision. Here's some post-game sound, if you even care for it. Mickey Callaway, at this point, how do you save the season, which is spiraling out of control?
The good thing is our pitching has been outstanding. So we're staying in games. The hitting is going to come.
When? Yeah, well, he was asked the follow-up question of what makes you think that the hitting is
here
going
go.
To come.
Here's your answer to that.
I mean, first of all, law of averages says that, you know, these guys are good players.
They got the law of averages, boom.
You know, I wonder when he was sitting next to Terry Francona last year, if he ever even took a look at some point in the season, probably not, what the Mets were doing last year.
Why would he?
Right, exactly. Like, why would you even think about, like, say, what the Kansas City Royals are doing this year or what the San Diego Padres are doing this year? Like, you got to worry about your own team. But if he would have known what the Mets were going through last year, whether or not he would have taken, I guess he would have taken a
of
job.
Of course
right?
you would.
You have
sure.
to take the job.
Here he was. He says, Jay Britton. Now, Bruce flied out deep to left. I thought he hit a game-winning home run.
Yep.
Comes up like 4 or 5 feet short. Callaway says he is about to break out. He can tell.
You know, I feel like he's coming. He's not losing faith in himself.
So there that's was a good thing.
One thing he said yesterday where he just sounded so like, just not someone who has any finger on the pulse of the organization. He goes, you know, these guys are working hard to be the best that they can be. And it was just like, I mean, he sounded like a high school teacher.
And he said that the other day, too.
The best that they can be.
I mean, guys, why does any of this surprise you? I mean,
I'm not. Did I say it was surprised? I said he sounded like a Geber.
All you have to do is go back to the day that they announced his hiring and listen to what he said then. Now we mocked it. I mocked it because I'm kind of old school and all this other stuff, and I don't get all this nonsense. And it's obviously not working.
We're going to, you know, spend time with these guys every day in the clubhouse, and I'm going to love every one of them. We're going to know that they're human beings and individuals. I'm so excited to get to know the players. We're going to care more about the players than anyone ever has before.
I want to start caring about winning a little bit more than the players because this is bad. And next up, here come the Yankees. That should be fun. You get Tanaka and DeGrom Friday. And so with that, we go to the Yanks, who couldn't hit a lick last night against the Blue Jays until they did in the 13th inning.
And the 1-2 swung on, hit in the air to deep left center field, headed toward the wall. That ball is gone.
Oh!
Into the second deck. Well, the little boy is happy, and so are the Yankees. It's a Judgian blast to left center. All rise. Here comes the judge.
That was great.
Here
that was great.
Sorry,
Aaron Judge.
You see the pitcher for the Toronto Blue Jays after Aaron Judge hit the ball? Like, he knew.
Oh, Biagini?
Yeah, he knew the moment that ball left the bat, it was gone.
As well be Bobby Bellini. He had an ERA of like 7.5 coming in and got murdered.
And then because the coming up a couple batters later was Giancarlo Stanton.
Pitch line ripped to left field. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
What
a home run by Giancarlo. Giancarlo. Non si può stoparlo.
Nah, I can't stand that.
He hits. What a bullet. You can't hit a ball harder than that. That you can't do.
Actually, you can. That was the second hardest hit ball. Aaron Judge has the hardest hit ball this year.
Wasn't that 119.4 exit below?
And and Judge's was 119.9. And that wasn't high, but it was far, and it was fast, and it got out. And the Yankees beat the Blue Jays 3-0 in 13. David Robertson, the win in relief, Aroldis Chapman, the save. Here was Stanton. He was ready for that home run pitch.
Got to be ready for a heater out over the plate. I believe that was a changeup. So, you know, if you're on time for the heater, you're going to get the off speed.
And don't want to forget what Sonny Gray did. 8 innings, 2-hit ball, 8 strikeouts. He threw to Austin Romine, who is such a pro.
He puts in a lot of work. He knows his stuff. He knows the guys. He knows the hitters.
Yankees now 40-18 on the season. Elsewhere, the Red Sox did win again, beat the Tigers 7-1. They're 43-19. Nationals over the Rays easy 11-2. Padres beat the Braves 3-1. Cubs over the Phillies 7-5 on a game-winning Jason Hayward grand slam. Astros over the Mariners 7-5. Angels beat the Royals 4-3. And the Rangers beat the A's 8-2. Bartolo Colon the win. He ties Juan Marichal, 243 wins, the most by a Dominican-born player/pitcher. NBA playoffs quickly. Warriors-Cavaliers. And Cleveland played well for much of this, but just too much Golden State and too much Kevin Durant.
Durant standing on the logo. Waves Curry away. He's got Rodney Hood guarding him. Gets Iguodala to the right side. Pulls up downtown. Durant for three. Way downtown. He's doubles the Warriors' advantage to 106-100. It's a playoff career high. 43 points for Kevin Durant.
Yeah, dagger right there. Tim Roy on Warriors radio. That was from, I don't know, 30 feet? I mean, that was
way
insane.
Downtown.
That capped off his night. He also had 13 rebounds, 110-102 the final, and Golden State up 3-0. Here was Steve Kerr on Durant's game.
That was amazing what he did out there tonight. Some of those shots, I don't think anybody in the world can hit those but him. He was incredible.
In the law. And by the way, they win. Steph Curry was 3 of 16 and 1 of 10 from 3, 11 points. Nobody else on the Warriors, they get more than 11 points, and yet they still win by 8. Here was LeBron James. He says, very tall order to beat this team.
It's almost like, you know, playing the Patriots. You just can't have mistakes. They're not going to beat themselves.
No, they don't. And LeBron had 33, 10, and 11 in the loss. So game 4 tomorrow night. Also, later tonight, you've got the Stanley Cup Finals where Washington can close it out in Las Vegas. They're up 3-1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.